Earthquake. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
This tragedy seems especially cruel and incomprehensible.
The presidential palace in Port-au-Prince collapsed. Can you imagine waking up to pictures of a collapsed White House or a collapsed Capitol building? Actually, we came close, didn't we, on 9/11. The dust cloud over Port-au-Prince even reminds you of Lower Manhattan on that day. Except on 9/11, the survivors still had homes to go to. Most of the people in Port-au-Prince don't. But we've had a taste of that too, haven't we? In New Orleans, 2005. I know the disaster in Haiti was made worse by the lack of effective building regulations, but remember the Loma Prieta quake, 1989? A strong enough earthquake can flatten the first world, too. Most of the time, you can look at a disaster and tell yourself, it couldn't happen here. We're prepared. We even get earthquake predictions, right? Seismologists are always predicting, especially on the West Coast, warning about the big one, the 500-year quake. So we strap the water heater to the studs, we don't install bookshelves over the bed, we have maps that let us trace the fault lines through the backyard, the city, the state, the county conduct regular disaster drills, and we have a stash of old rice and rusting soup cans that we put away after the last high-profile earthquake. Yes, we are prepared. There's only three things we're not prepared for: the location, the magnitude, and the date. And that's why, for all our preparations, when I see something like what's happened in Haiti, I can only say, there but for the grace of God. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.